This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Caller 5, go get it. 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins two tickets to see Adam Sandler at KeyBank Center next Sunday, September 21st, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. You a fan?
Sandler?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, I've enjoyed plenty of his work. Yeah, even going back to just sitting at the desk at Weekend Update singing about Thanksgiving. Yeah, I think he's funny. He's a funny dude.
Opera man.
Yeah, he's good.
Next Sunday.
I don't.
We'll see you there.
I don't chase down the movies or anything, but yeah, the movie where he's not funny at all, Uncut Gems.
I never saw it.
Tremendous.
Okay.
Very uncomfortable. Like, if you don't like watching things that make you, like, oh, God, I wish you'd stop. Just go, why? Oh, no, don't. Ah. But it really worked. I mean, it was really, really well done.
It's like watching the Dolphins.
Right.
It's very, very uncomfortable here right now. New England at Miami, Sunday at 1. The Dolphins are a small favorite. 803-0550 for us. Here is Phil next. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I don't know if you've talked about it. As soon as the game was over, it was just unbelievable. And then the next day, I'm still on this high. And even Tuesday, I'm still on this high. And I feel like, well, the players, you know, for them to have such an emotional win and then to get ready, you know, and go on the road against the Jets, it just feels like such a trap game for us. And I don't know, I started feeling uneasy about that after I came down from my high. And I'm like, how do these guys get back up for this game to the level that they need to be mentally against a division opponent like the Jets away? The Jets looked a lot different than they have in the past. They look better. I think they're better coached. It just feels like a trap game to me. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Well, go ahead.
I mentioned this to Sal, I think, on Monday, even if that wasn't too soon, but I don't feel like it was yesterday that I brought it up. Like, you know, how big of a job is it for guys to sort of get, because I mean, I have felt much the same way. I haven't approached really feeling uneasy or nervous about this game at this point, this game coming up against the Jets myself. But yeah, I think the players would have been on quite a ride emotionally to experience what they experienced Sunday night. But, you know, they're NFL players. And I mostly feel like the trap game thing is, you see it happened. And if it doesn't, then nobody really mentions, oh, I thought it was going to be a trap game. It could happen. They could be vulnerable to what the Jets want to do. They could be as ready for this game as they were for the Baltimore game, assuming they were really ready for it. I mean, they got trampled for most of it. So I don't know how even, you know, not – you know, how not prepared they might have been for Sunday, even. The opener, I mean. So, I don't know. It's one of those things that I feel sort of clicks into place whenever it fits. And it could end up fitting. I mean, I don't know. And it could even be a thing. I don't know. McDermott seemed to want to make a point about going hard on Wednesday to get their attention. That's not nothing to me, that he wanted to full pads, let's go, just to try to drive home the point that Sunday night wasn't good enough despite the win. So I think it even seems like McDermott is on guard about it to some extent, that, you know, Sunday, but it's more that Sunday wasn't good enough, not that he's worried they're going to be sleeping for this game Sunday. So that's most of what I have to say about
it. I agree with all of it. The term usually is used to refer to a game where the following week is somebody, like maybe you had Philadelphia next week or the Chiefs.
Right.
And the game in between, but it's been disproven as a thing in that particular way that, you know, you're going to win if you're an 8-point favorite. So a fan is going, yeah, they're not going to be serious. You're going to win, you know, as often as an 8-point favorite as you would if the game were dropped anywhere else on the schedule, you know, over the long haul. But it's all reasonable to think that they might, you know, just need some extra focus or something like that. I think maybe it's more, not really McDermott, but I'd be worried more for just sort of how they looked than how they recover. And that's kind of what you said too. Just, I'd want to get to work with these guys right away after that game because it was pretty awful defensively, you know, mm-hmm. assignments and that. It wasn't always that they were just out of position, and that might be an easier problem to fix, assignments.
Yeah.
If they're just manhandled, then that's not going to be easy to fix. You know, that's not something – that's a bad sign.
And I do feel like a lot of what I have watched, you know, breakdowns and even referenced here is not the two rookie defensive tackles that I've cited. I'm not sure about, like, whether that was assignment or physical, right? But Milano and Bernard, I think, was largely assignment, right? They put themselves in a position to be vulnerable to being outmatched. Instead, you know, bad approach lane, like Taylor Rapp on a running play, taking two steps backward before he commits to coming up and trying to tackle Derrick Henry. I mean, I know trying to tackle Derrick Henry is a tall order, but that's the job, dude. And he, you know, ran away from it before trying to come up, and then is late and then out of position. And that's assignment, right? Getting caught by a snap count is to some extent assignment. Like, but Bishop is so young, he's got so few reps. He blitzes from 15 yards deep because he's supposed to, I think, as the play clock is winding down, creep up, and then come and hopefully surprise the quarterback. And instead, the quarterback and the offense surprised him. They snapped it, and he thought, I guess I'm supposed to blitz, so I'm going to go. I think you want to go to school on or something like that. That is assignment. That is, you know, if you get caught like that, here's a better thing to do rather than just waste your time chasing. By the time you get there, the ball's very likely to be gone, and you've just taken yourself completely out of the play. So try to make yourself useful some other way, that kind of stuff. That's assignment. That's the whiteboard and video and just being ready for that should it happen again. So that's all, to me, correctable. You know, getting just, you know, flat out getting your butt kicked, you know, yeah, that's tougher to overcome.
Yeah, it's a big game for this, you know, to see if the Bills look like they've looked almost the whole McDermott, you know, era defensively and not what they looked like mostly Sunday. Let's go to Nico next. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Appreciate the airtime.
Sure.
I was just curious. I think, like, the problem with the Bills, and it's been this way for a couple years, is that like our philosophy towards football games is the old school, like clock management. Like we want to be, you know, we want to run the ball. We want to, you know, approach these games with a defensive-minded approach instead of having, you know, an offensive-minded approach, which I think is our entire team is Josh Allen. And it's like we don't really let him go until we have to. And when we do, it's phenomenal. But I'm always, like, during these games, I'm always thinking to myself, like, why are we trying to play this way? What is the reason that we're not just scoring until we can't score anymore and just seeing if teams can catch up? Because I feel like if we did that, we would see more of the last, you know, the fourth quarter of last game mm-hmm. instead of the first three quarters. I just really wish I would see the full potential of Josh and someone that kind of lets him do his thing at all times instead of just, you know, being that blue-collar head coach that just, you know, we got to do this. And I think Josh masks a lot of McDermott's the issues that he has because Josh is so good. But I do think that there's so much left to be desired on this offense, and I don't think we'll see it with McDermott there because I don't think he'll do anything to ever get fired. I think he's a fine head coach. But I just wish we had, like, one of those young offensive-minded head coaches to just take the governor off, see what happens.
I certainly see why you want to say that, and I made the same point here about Sunday's game plenty of times this week, that they've sort of forced at gunpoint to open it up and throw the ball down the field and then look at the results. But just looking at last year's final scores is not going to completely counter the point you're making, but this is a team that has big leads a lot. So it's not like they just wait around playing a game hoping to kick a field goal at the gun and win it. They have a tremendous winning percentage in games like the one Baltimore had seemingly in hand on Sunday night. So they do get out in front, and they do coast plenty. Miami and Jacksonville last year, the first two night games of the year, I mean, they
over by halftime.
They hammered those teams. So it doesn't exactly fit. Sunday, it did, certainly, to everyone's view. They really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a lot of just at the line of scrimmage passing and just nothing that really, you know, short of the first drive, which they moved right down the field and scored on a pass down the seam to Kincaid on, it was pretty conservative looking. But I don't think the blanket statement that this is McDermott's MO is accurate.
I wonder if there was a little bit of save our defense in this game. Like, it really... It took a while for it to be a game where the Bills just could not get stops, but that's what you'd want. You'd maybe break a tie trying to play a little bit more of a ball possession game if your defense is, you know, just wearing out But I'm not sure that fits for Sunday.
Just buzzing through, I just clicked on one box score of a game from last year. Seattle, 31-3 is the score early in the fourth quarter. I mean, so it's not a blowout, but they were never challenged. Like they touchdown, field goal, they just had the game in a headlock the whole game. So I don't know. It's too, I think, definitively stated the way the caller put it, that's what they do and that's McDermott and all that. I don't think it holds.
You mentioned their winning percentage in games where they had maybe about the same win probability as the Ravens had. Bill Barnwell today wrote on that. Baltimore 69-8 in games with a 90% plus win probability in the fourth quarter. These are teams that are ahead a lot. The Ravens are right. Certainly that. 89.6% is much lower, or at least lower, than the other top teams and even some bad ones, as he wrote. The Bills in the same, context, 90% plus win probability in the fourth quarter over the same, four years or so, more than that, 83-4. It's got to be more than 4 years. 83-4. The Chiefs, 90-3. The Packers, 69-0. The Packers have, how many years is this? I mean, this is a lot of games. The Packers have no losses in this same span when they've had a 90% win probability. Maybe tonight's the night. Maybe if you want to sort of dare them to get to 70-0 and they get to that 90%, if you're able to track that somewhere, you pull a Sammy P, who bet on the Bills Sunday night with 2 minutes left or something, where they were, 11-1, 15-1, some odds like that.
Yeah.
And it got even more, they became even more of an underdog than when he bet them, but he won handsomely. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Paul Hamilton at 6. The Sabres prospect season is almost here. We'll have that to talk about with Paul. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.